Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I'm doing well, sitting here in the parking lot at Target. Target is my new club. I don't club anymore. So if I want to go out and have a good time, I'll go to Target. I probably spend as much money as I would at the club back in the day buying bullshit from Target. It's kind of hot. Hopefully my car doesn't cut on while I'm doing this. Matter of fact, I'm just gonna turn it off. Bam! So we won't have that. Sorry if the sound quality is a little degraded. I am sitting outside, so you might catch some ambient sounds of the Charlottesville Target. But welcome back, everybody. So please, as always, tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell a coworker, tell somebody about my podcast. Help me grow this thing. And happy May the 4th be with you. Not a huge, huge Star Wars fan, but I do like it. So it is kind of a cool little fun holiday. But alright, as usual, I'm going to start with my milestone. And nothing too exciting this week with the milestone. He's just kind of been chilling. He's still into the maps. He cursed the other day. He said damn, but other than that, no major milestones other than he is looking forward to getting to Rochester for the summer with my parents. No major milestones. I don't actually, you know what? He's adding 3-digit numbers. I'm trying to teach him how to carry the one over, and he seems to be doing pretty well with that. So his mathematical aptitude seems to be a lot higher for someone his age. So there's a milestone. He's really excelling at math at the moment. And he likes for me to give him math problems before he goes to school, which is pretty damn nerdy. So that's the milestone. He likes math before school. A lot of stuff going on socially right now. A lot of just wild stuff that I'll dive into. I'm pretty sure people are sick of hearing about it, but I want to get my 2 cents out there. The two major events that's kind of going on in pop culture right now. You got Michelle Wolf, great comic. I saw her on the train coming back from New York a couple years ago. She was getting ready to go to, I want to say, Philly for the DNC this past, right before the election. But she gave the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year, and she caused quite the uproar. A lot of the jokes were mean, a lot were funny. Some didn't hit as hard because I think people were afraid to laugh at some of the things. But it's funny to see the unoffendable right finally get up in arms about jokes going too far and talking about someone's looks after all the shit that 4 or 5 has said about women's looks, the locker room talk. Now they want to talk about vulgarity. And she really went in on Sarah Huckabee Sanders, which was pretty wild to see. And I will call out some hypocrisy on the left, though. It is funny, like, if there was a right-wing dude, or it doesn't even have to be a right-wing guy. Just if a man got up there and talked about her, even if it's just her makeup, which it was, they would still talk about how he's shaming a woman, about how she looks. She's a mother. How dare he say these type of things about a woman? It's not right. But they all seem to love it because it was coming from Michelle Wolf. And it's just great to see these people who claim to be, you know, unoffendable. Everyone needs to toughen up. You got to have thick skin. It's just jokes. Finally get offended. But even then, they still won't admit that they were offended. They would just say, well, it just wasn't funny. Just say you were offended. Say you were offended. You didn't like it. And I'm pretty sure next year, they'll have some whack-ass, quote-unquote, right-wing comic up there just saying horrific shit. And then you'll see all the tweets and the Facebook posts talking about, now, this is comedy. This is funny. This is funny. You'll see all that shit. Now, if they got a Nick DiPaolo, a real fucking comic who's put the years in, who knows how to make, who knows how to write a fucking joke, that would be great. And I'll be honest, I'm kind of disappointed that Donald Trump did not go. it would go over so well, I think, with people if the dude just got a bunch of writers, made fun of himself, and went up there and just destroyed people. I would respect that so much. But the fact that he's so thin-skinned that he can't even attend, and then after it happens, talking about how it sucks now, and they need to just scrap the whole thing. Why? Because you can't take it? It's dumb? And I hate this shit that the right does. Everybody else is always a fucking pussy. They can't take it. They're too thin-skinned. But when they do, when it happens to them, it's completely different. It's always completely different. And I also find it funny, too, the generation that didn't wear seatbelts. They didn't get trophies for coming in second place. They didn't get pats on the back. Their parents smoked in the car. They didn't have hovering parents. The parents believed the teacher. They got spankings. They didn't have as much school canceled as these kids today. They had to make their own way. They worked ever since they were 10. They had to earn everything. No one back in the day got offended. All these people that had it so, you know, that had it so tough, but they persevered, are the people that are offended by the language. You know? For 8 years, they called Michelle Obama a monkey, and they go, come on, it's just comedy. It's not racist. Why do we have to see color? Why does it have to be this? People need to toughen up. And here they are complaining, demanding an apology, when any other time they're talking about we apologize too much. People need to stop apologizing. It's just great to see. And now they really don't have a leg to stand on. I love seeing it. I thought she did a great job. She did exactly what comedy was supposed to do. It got people upset. People are talking. People are being called out for their bullshit. And hopefully a lot of people can go, you know what? I am being a bitch. It is just jokes. And so I'm on Twitter and I got this buddy Gavin. He goes, I wasn't offended, but I was offended by the abortion joke. I'm like, well, you can't say you weren't offended, but you were offended by the one joke. If you were offended by one joke, then you were offended. And I go, hey, man, it's just jokes. And of course, he goes, well, if you just think killing innocent babies is funny. I'm like, no one got hurt in the joke. Why wouldn't it? It's not funny. If someone made a joke about a fictitious trans person and the left got upset, you would go, no one even got hurt about this. If your politics comes before a comedy, then you're just a bitch. You're just a bitch. And you just have to admit it. And I go, well, you know, I don't really care about abortion. It's just not something I have to, you know, it's not my choice. It doesn't matter to me. And I feel like there's too many people on the planet anyway. And of course, he retorts with, well, if there's so many people on the planet, why don't you go ahead and kill yourself? Take leadership, take charge. Be the first one to remove themselves. And I'm like, well, why don't you go ahead and adopt these kids that you care so much about? And then, of course, he goes, oh, liberal logic, because I want people to have babies, then I should keep the babies. Just because I think there's too many people on the planet anyway, now I got to kill myself. But, of course, that's fucking different because he said it. But kudos to Michelle Wolf and everybody that helped write. I thought it was fantastic. Dave Chappelle said she did a great job. And just it just shows that people, we're all sensitive. Everyone gets offended. You're not unoffendable. Okay? I hate that. It's just no one gets really offended about the same thing. The left gets offended about what they get offended about, and the right gets offended what they get offended about. But when they get offended, it's not that they're offended. It's just their right to express their dislike of something. Thought it was fantastic. And now the biggest thing going on right now is the Kanye West situation, where he's just been on this weird kind of stream of consciousness where he's tweeting all this weird shit, you know, talking about if you like Trump, go ahead and support Trump. And that, I'm completely fine with that. That dude is entitled to his political opinions. But it is also very funny to see the same people, the right-wingers, recently telling LeBron James just to shut up and entertain, don't get involved in politics. Same thing with Kendrick Lamar in Hollywood. Shut up, act. We don't need to hear your political opinion. Here, cheering on Kanye, saying that it's absolutely sad that his fans can't accept a different opinion. And they've been saying this for the last 2 weeks, and this Michelle Wolf thing happened after that. And here they are, a week later, mad at Michelle Wolf, telling her that she shouldn't be saying this shit. When they were just telling these other people, millions of people, that it's sad that they can't accept someone else's opinion, and it's so sad that people aren't tolerant. And here they are being not tolerant of Michelle Wolf's jokes, and being tolerant of an entertainer's opinion when it coincidentally lines up with their thoughts. And now they're pushing this Candace Owens chick up. She's a black chick. She's been quote unquote red pilled, and I heard her story. And not an original thought out of her head either. It's all right wing talking points. You didn't live through slavery. Black people, get over it. You're acting like it's your experience. And I say that to say this. If you're flying the Confederate flag and you feel like black people can't talk about slavery or reference it because we didn't experience it, then you need to let go of the Confederate flag, because you never lived under the Confederacy. It's not, therefore, it is not your heritage. Just like slavery is not my heritage because I didn't live through it. It's not my experience. You didn't experience anything under the Confederacy. So you please need to let that go. You need to let it go. Just like we need to let it go, you let it go. I let it fucking go. It's not your thing. If we're going to be consistent with our logic there and our thought process, we need to go ahead and just drop it. Get rid of your tattoo. Get rid of your shirts, your belt buckles, all of the shit, your flags. Take them down. Get rid of all of it. Because, hey, it's not part of your history. Now, speaking of slavery. Oh, and that Candace Owens chick actually has a video saying, celebrities, we don't care about your thoughts. But steady quoting and thanking Kanye for Kanye saying, I like how Candace Owens thinks. What you just said you don't care how celebrities think or what they say. And here you are telling Kanye thank you, saying Kanye West is helping you out. I thought you didn't care. It's either you care or you don't care. I don't have a problem with black people being conservative at all. That's all on them. They're not coons just for being conservative. But you can cross a line to where you're just saying completely ridiculous shit that a certain sect of conservatives want to hear. I'm not gonna forget my heritage of my people's history just because I didn't experience it. I don't do it to white shame or to make anybody feel any guilt. I do it out of respect. I do it out of respect. To put things in perspective for me to really go, hey, I need to really take advantage of these opportunities that thousands upon thousands of people didn't have the opportunity to do. And then Kanye comes out and says basically that slavery was a choice. And I've seen most of the 30-minute video, and there's no context to what he said. There's no taking out of context at all. He said, all of y'all for 400 years, slavery seems like a choice. That shit's not a fucking choice, man. And niggas agreeing with that shit because it's Kanye, because you like his beats, and he had a couple clever bars. You want to let that? He's a musical genius. He's not onto anything with this. He's not. He's just saying provocative shit. That's just not a choice. I actually had a dude on Facebook agreeing, and then people want to quote fucking Killmonger. Burying me at sea with all my ancestors that jumped off the ships because they knew, you know, death was better than bondage. It's just like, first of all, he's not even fucking real. That's not even a real guy facing any real consequences. It's a great line for a movie. It sounds fantastic. It makes you go, damn, that's deep. But that's just not real. Niggas base too much of this shit in fantasy worlds. We like clever quips and sound bites. We like to go, wow, that's deep. Niggas like having their minds blown by a quick little fucking saying, and they like to move on. But it sounds cool. this same dude on Facebook talking about how, you know, how I was just like, well, how, what are you doing to rebel? You know, what are you doing to you know, to remove your bondage of this slavery today? I refuse to work in somebody's businesses and earn a W-2 for somebody else and make them rich. I was like, are you really comparing? Saying that's your fight? That's you fighting a good fight? Are you really comparing that to someone deciding to not put up with slavery anymore? People don't even understand, like, the whole fucking mental thing behind that. If you outnumber a group of people, but you've been so beat down mentally that you're afraid to even fight back, the level of brutality that they have to expose you to, you know, either actually on your own physical body or through other senses, you watching people be brutally murdered, lynched, raped, maimed, boiled, tortured to get you to not fight back, and you think sitting on your fucking couch and not working a regular job, that's your quote unquote jumping off the slave ship? And y'all motherfuckers talking about y'all would jump off the slave ship and fight back when you won't even get off your couch to go back to school to learn a skill, a trade. You won't take a leap of faith, go back to school and get a better job. I know motherfuckers that work shitty jobs all because they won't stop smoking weed for 3 months to get a better job. You're a slave to weed, sneakers, all kind of other bullshit. You won't even do that, let alone put your fucking life on the line, or even worse, put the lives of your family, your kids on the line. You know, no one's chasing you down with dogs and horses while you sit on your couch tweeting like you're deep. No one's chasing you down to have dogs eat you alive, to hang you, to boil you, to rape your daughter and your wife, to sell your kids off, to whip you, to feed your baby to an alligator. You can't even compare to you, for you to even fix your mouth to act like what you're doing is noble and even close to being a person taken from that land. I don't give a fuck who sold you. I don't give a fuck. You won't do any of this shit today where there's no risk of physical violence against you for not obeying. You won't even do that. You're a slave to your own vices. Slave to your own vices. Don't even fix your mouth to even act like people were being complacent in their slavery and just too weak. That shit bothers me. And if you're fucking a conservative and you agree with that shit, the moment I would bring up Nat Turner or any of these other slave rebellions, you would be like, well, he went about it the wrong way, the violence. It's like, you could never tell me that a slave was too violent in his rebellion against his slave masters. There's no one innocent. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if this sentence came back to bite me in the ass later on in my career. I don't give a fuck. There's no one innocent in this shit. I don't care. There's no white conservative guy. They don't even have empathy for Native Americans. They come up here and took their land, and they want to call them savages. I'm like, well, they weren't innocent either. How would you feel if somebody came in your backyard setting up shit? You would fucking kill them. You don't even like people coming over here today to take shitty jobs. You feel like they're encroaching on your culture. In your birthright, in your kids' birthright. You can't even handle that shit. So don't give me this shit. Okay? Well, that's my rant. Those are my takes on all this shit. Everybody, we can all be hypocrites. We can all be sensitive. We all just need to realize that and stop trying to talk down to somebody when they get their panties in a bunch, because at some point in time you're going to get your panties in a bunch, and I will defend any comic at any time to a civilian. So fuck you, don't come to me crying about an attempt at a joke. If you didn't like it, you didn't like it. I'm going to fight it tooth and nail. I love Michelle Wolf. I love what she did. Kanye can say what the fuck he wants. I don't care. But God damn it, I draw the line with the slavery shit. There's a show. That's the show. I'm in D.C. this weekend. Actually, tonight, Big Hunt, 8 and 10 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, I'm in Roanoke. Week after that, I'm in Boston with Joe List. That'll be fun. Week after that, up in Dayton, Ohio with my man Mark Norman. The following week, Memorial Day weekend, I'm in Rochester at the Carlson. I'm headlining the Rickles Room for the first time. So if you're a Rochester fan or listener, please come out. Help me sell that room out. I need you. There's the show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. Peace.